Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
This is Shirley J. Clay from Sardis, Ohio. Between, I have to ask you a couple questions. Either Capital One credit card has got things screwed up, or I don't, one of the medicines has got lost. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me when you ship me out an order last for the amounts 60?
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
43946.
All right, thank you. And your last name is Clay?
C-L-E-G-G, Clegg. Oh. Shirley J. Clegg.
All right, thank you. And can you also please verify your address?
Post Office Box 513, Sardis, Ohio, 43946.
All right, thank you for that. So it shows you have our Omex Sleep that helps with ultimate relaxation and sleep health. And it shows that your order date was on April the 30th, and you say you did not receive that order.
Now, wait a minute. That's what I said. I don't know if it's you or them. In April, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. I made the payment on that. And have you sent anything since?
Yeah, it shows that this item was received. It was delivered to you on May the 6th. And since that date, the last date that we have sent any items to you or have done, you know, any charges towards your account would be April the 30th.
April the 30th, that's, okay. This one says you sent one out May the 1st. Mm-hmm. Chapter 1 has you sending out one May the 1st.
That's when you, okay, so it's only 30 days in the month of April, so it goes out the following day. And you received it around the 5th or the 6th.
And what was the one before that?
It shows you received Omex Sleep. It shows on March the 1st.
Let me see. So if you sent that March the 1st, and you sent one May the 1st. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I think they're the ones that screwed up. They've got... April the 13th, I made your payment of $129.30. And they've got me credited for that. May the 1st, I have not got They charged me for one, but I did not get one May the 1st. That's where the trouble is. Because
okay,
I've got
so,
the receipt.
Okay, so you were charged on April the 30th. The shipment went out the following day, which was May the 30th. I have a tracking number that shows that that particular product was delivered to you. It shows that it was delivered to you on May the 6th.
I see. I'm just trying to see when they cash that check. But what I'm saying, that you're saying it was sent out 2 months in a row, and it doesn't go that long. It goes longer than that. I don't get it every month. I only get a 60 day supply. So that don't come out right. I paid for one April.
You paid for, it shows a 2-box subscription. You were paid for one on, it shows March the 1st of 2020.
January, February, March. Bro, it's all screwed up. It shows my check for them was cash. Check number 4032 on 49. And it was on it.
It shows that that was delivered to you on March the 7th. So you received a set of boxes on March the 7th, and you should have received one on May the 6th. It shows, according to the system, that your next shipment is not scheduled to go out until, I'm sorry, I'm just waiting for the system to update. It's, I'm thinking faster than it's moving.
Well, that's what, there's something, it just not coming out in April. The one in April, then I've already paid for. And this May 6th, that thing's crazy. I still... I will look. I'll look it all over again.
Okay, so I'm trying.
I've got everything written down.
Yeah,
and I've got.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. I was just trying to explain that your next shipment is not scheduled to go out until December the 30th. I'm sorry, not December, June the 30th of this year. So it does show that you have received two prior shipments, and your next shipment is scheduled to go out on June the 30th.
And you say that there was one April 1st and May the 1st.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
They don't come that quick.
I'm not
That's
sure.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't. Okay. So I'm not sure why.
Because they come 60 days apart.
Yes, ma'am. That is
to
correct.
To me, that's not coming 60 days apart.
That is correct. I'm not sure the reason why it was.
That May 1st is not right. I did not get it. That comes every 2 months. And I have that, the one, the date I gave you and the money, I told you what the check number was, cashed.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I have tracking numbers for both that says that they were delivered. So you're saying you did receive one of them?
This last one I did not receive because it wasn't due. May 1st is not right because that's what I got billed this month. And I said, whoa, something's wrong. So you're following too, what I'm saying, right?
I don't seem to kind of understand. Because so you're saying you didn't get it?
No. Not May the 1st one. That's not, I never got that. You billed me. I've got the bill because that's where the argument's coming in. But I did not receive that. I don't know who received it, but it wasn't me. Because I like the stuff. I would not, there's no way that I would discontinue it, and I wouldn't cheat you. But I have where Capital One cashed the check. I gave you the number for the one April the 1st, but the one May the 1st, I never received, but got a damn bill for it. That's the argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know. Because I even went back and made sure about my bottles, and I have a full another 1.5 bottles. So that would be a month and a half yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me get you over to...
If you want to check something out or talk to somebody and then call me back, you can do that.
No, ma'am. But I'm going to get you over to a supervisor to assist you, okay?
Okay, honey. That's fine.
All right. So thank you for calling customer service. Please hold. Please continue to hold for me.
I'm here.
I do apologize. I'm still working on getting you transferred over, okay? Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our supervisor, and thank you for calling customer service, and have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a supervisor for you. I'm trying to find someone out. It's not on lunch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm still with you. Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to find a locate a supervisor for you, okay? Thank you. I'm so sorry for the hold. I'm still waiting on the supervisor, okay?
Did they go out to lunch or something, maybe?
No, I think I found one. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.